If you weren't in love with me, I'm just not sure why, like, why you made love with me.
Really? Come on. There could be 25 women, you could fall in love with one, and she might not feel the same.
I love you.
As far as being in love, I've certainly moved on.
I am in love with you, Jalen.
Well, there's no good way, but this is the best way. People have now meet this way, right?
Well, I am upset.
Upset about what?
I mean, just a lot of stuff I'm upset about.
Oh, this is how the season had to go.
I know. I'm upset about Corinne. I'm upset about Liz.
Nothing to be upset about there.
I've always been upset at Nick, so that's, you know, par for the course for this one. But, man, what a way to really start off this season, you know?
I just, like, Corinne is just everything I was hoping for.
Well, I mean,
she's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, but then the other thing is that I already know that she's not going to stick around, so
she's a supernova.
She's
Chad. She is brilliant and flaming and the point of the show for as long as she's on it.
Right.
And then two episodes down the road, she'll flare out.
Which is, I think, why I'm so frustrated, because the other girls get so frustrated about her, where it's like, but you know she can't win, right? You've seen the show. Like, this whole, like, boob sex act thing is, like, not gonna happen. It's just not a thing.
But Nick, you could put yourself out there. You put yourself out and Nick will accept.
I mean, Nick has all the symptoms of someone that would pick someone that, you know, is like that. So, welcome to episode 2, everybody.
Episode
3 of the podcast, episode 2.
Lois, this is not my Batman cup.
Episode 2 of the show, and then episode 1 of the real, actual good content from The Bachelor.
It's an extremely good breakdown.
So join us, won't you?
So join us. We're first going to take one small, brief trip down the end of the road. We, of course, got To Be Continued tonight, which is
an infuriating turn of events.
Yeah,
but
classic.
That only means that we get 2 whole hours of content next week with only 1 rose ceremony. Is that crazy?
Or maybe 2. What if
Come
it's
on.
The old beginning
see,
end bookend
see,
rose ceremony?
See, everybody knows that once you get off, you can't get back on the train. So we're off the train. Next week we only get 1 rose ceremony, then we'll get 1, and then somehow it'll like skip a couple things, and then we'll go back to
Tuesday
middle,
night.
Tuesday night, ugh. Blah, 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 something, something. So, just get ready to be really upset.
It's just like the subtitle of the season. Anyway, one trip down the end of the road for Liz.
So let's start at the beginning.
So, let's start at the beginning.
So,
9 months ago.
Nine months ago,
before filming.
Before filming, Liz and Nick had sex. He wanted to get her number. She was like, no. And so now she's on The Bachelor.
Now she's off The Bachelor.
And now she's also
actually
off The Bachelor.
This isn't the beginning of the road.
So here are a few things that I want to take a mention of. One, I see his side, and God knows I hate saying this. I get his point about how, you know, he feels like the fact that she came on the show was disingenuous. Fine. I get it. That's all well and good. However,
you are required by law to take the woman's side.
Obviously, that's why we're here.
Yep.
However, when she tried to bring it up, he did not want to address their relationship, why she was here, whatever. He had opportunities and chances for them to have that conversation night one, and he got frustrated and went somewhere else. Second of all, you know, Nick continues to say things like, I want a woman who challenges me.
How do you know?
Well,
how do you know what he's saying?
Well, because he's, well,
right. Nobody can understand right. a word he
when
says.
When Nick doesn't have marbles in his mouth, he likes to say that he wants a woman that challenges him. He wants a woman that calls him out on, you know, the things that he does. And Liz was trying to have those conversations with him and was trying to call him out and trying to say all of these things, and he was not having it. And as a result, she got punished. Now, the other thing.
Is that what you think happened?
The other thing that I will say.
You are giving the benefit of the doubt to one person.
I am not. I gave Nick the benefit of the doubt at this beginning of this conversation.
Right.
And I'm going to bookend it with also giving him the benefit of the doubt. So everyone is at fault here. I can understand how Nick feels like people would use him, and she did not explain herself well at all once she did get the opportunity to talk about it. I know that Nick would feel that way, and I'm sure that has happened to him before. So I get his trepidation of keeping her on for no real reason, but basically I feel like she just pissed him off, and that's why she's not here anymore. Adam?
So, from Nick's point of view,
a person with a penis?
This is not a man's point of view or anything. He asked for a girl's number, she said no, and then now that he's famous, she wants to be on TV with him.
I don't think that was it!
That is the only explanation of what happened. That is obviously what happened. You have to go out of your way to think something else happened.
And it is also very clear that the producers brought her on just for that. That's why she didn't have a straight story.
They are both the victim of that. I feel like what happened, and I hate to give Nick the benefit of the doubt. I really do.
Take it back.
But the only time that he had to talk with her prior to this was on the very first night when it was 30 people and him. And I think what he did, he was like, listen, I'm going to decide to give her a rose and we'll deal with this later. And right now, I'm just going to figure out who else I want. Because in like 2 hours after meeting everyone, he has to decide 22 or whatever of them to keep. And he's like, I'm just going to let her through and then I'll get to know whoever the other women are going to be and then I'll deal with this later. And then literally the next day is the first group date. And because they were talking about the girls in the first group date were talking about how they met him last night.
Remember? And this appears to be the last group date of the week. But so this is like a week. This is like a week after the first night or so. This happened.
So, and I think he really didn't want to do it in public, and he didn't have a chance to talk with her.
I mean,
he really didn't have a chance after the first night until right there.
But he is the Bachelor. If he wanted to go over there and have a one-on-one conversation with her, he could have done that. Like, there is no world where he is trapped within a constraint of a time frame while he's on the show. They want him to have those kinds of scheduled interactions with these women. So if he wanted to have that conversation with her, he could have done that. Other bachelors have gone over to the mansion and just said, let's have a pool party, or gone over to the mansion and say, I want to f*** you. Like, but all of those options are open to him. But that is not an excuse if he had no time.
But what if he didn't want to do it?
And I think that's what it really comes down to. He didn't want to talk to her. He pretty much found some other girls on the show that he liked better. And
that's not true at all. He had other dates ahead of time.
But here's the thing.
You can't just steal my catchphrase. It's not even my catchphrase. It's just a phrase.
It's a community catchphrase.
It's like an English phrase.
It is now a hashtag. I think that what he was trying to do, because Nick Vile is a calculated, disgusting individual, I think he gave Liz the benefit of the doubt for the first round, and then knew the second round, the second week, that he was going to have these one-on-one dates with all of these other girls, and that this date would be last. And so it would give him an opportunity to pick from the girls that are on both the group date and the one-on-one date to see if she was worth it to keep and to have that difficult conversation. I think that is also a major piece of it. He just likes somebody better. And he was already done with the doula, with Liz.
I mean, it's very clearly not fair to the other women that Liz has an experience with him before the show. It's not fair to the other 21 of them now.
But you know
what?
It's
not fair. And he knows that, and she knows that. Everyone knows that. The producers know that.
But he had the same interaction with Caitlin, and he, though he didn't win, he got through the entire show.
You know why? He knows that he was only into Caitlin to be on TV.
So
he knows.
So he can get mad at Liz for doing the same thing, and that's okay?
No, it's not okay.
Okay.
That's not what I said at all.
Oh, okay.
Classic Taylor.
What?
No.
I'm just trying to turn your words around on you.
No. This is
what marriage is going to be like.
Yeah, it's a pot kettle thing. It's a pot kettle thing, and you know what? They're both black. It's like, they're both wrong.
Questionable.
Well, they're not, obviously. The pot,
we know who's black.
The pot and the kettle. Whatever. We're 10 minutes into the episode. Let's get on to actually what happened.
Okay, so
here's the highlight.
So here are the highlights.
Here's the highlight. Bye, Liz. Here's the highlight. The first group date. Taylor, why don't you tell us what happens on the first group date?
Oh, boy. So we had a bridal photo shoot where a handful of the girls, not everybody, we had Alexis, Danielle L., Corinne, Lacey, Raven, Vanessa, Brittany, Jasmine B.?
G.
G., Sarah, Haley, Taylor, and Elizabeth. I guess I should just call Jasmine Jasmine because there is no other Jasmine.
Yeah, Danza Jasmine.
So we had all of the girls.
We had Corinne and 10 other women.
Corinne and 10 other women. All of the girls were dressed, most of the girls were dressed as brides taking bridal photo shoots with Nick. So there were some girls that were really fun. I enjoyed Vanessa's sort of 80s vignette because she let a side out of her that we could actually see. And then here's the other thing I want to say before I continue on this.
You can't
this,
just say
trail.
Things like this.
I'm going to say it.
This is my thing.
You
I
shut,
say
it. You shut
thing.
The hell up. I'm going to say it. I love seeing the women out of their first night makeup because they look like themselves. They don't look like some dolled up pageant that, you know, don't know which way is up and have Vaseline on their teeth. Like, Rachel looks so much prettier in the, like, home shots where they were on the show than she did on the first night. Vanessa looked amazing, like, in that tank top small thing where you could see her body. Brittany, bringing it back to the date, Adam, who had the Adam and Eve
I haven't
thing.
Brought it anywhere. I haven't even been talking.
Brittany, who had the Adam and Eve thing, like, I didn't know she had that body under there. Brittany looked great on her part of the date.
Yeah, somebody put on some glasses, though. I mean, seriously. I like half of the women need corrective
Adam,
lenses.
Liz,
somebody put it on.
Liz put on glasses, and you hated it.
Yeah, because Liz wants to be on here. Like, everyone wants to be on here for the fame.
I'm Liz. I'm an amazing person with an amazing life.
Oh, let's so not... only certain people can have on glasses for you.
Well, yeah. All right. I'd love it if Danielle L. wore glasses. So, anyway, we're 2 minutes into this. We haven't talked about Corinne. So, whatever.
How did this happen?
Vanessa was great. Sarah was great. Everyone was great.
Taylor was really great on this day, too. Surprising. We'll get to that.
Yeah. So, here's the magic of this. Corinne comes out, like, literally less than 24 hours after this thing starts. And she's like, I'm the only woman. I'm not here to make friends. I'm going to thrust my nude chest onto this man.
Hashtag, I'm not here to make friends.
Yeah. That's what she does. And she has all the symptoms.
Now, you know when Adam says that's what she does, you know, sometimes that is sort of a euphemism for a widely sort of described characteristic of somebody. But she actually pressed her breasts up against Nick
yeah.
V.
Yeah. So I have 2 points.
Her bare breasts.
I have 2 points. Unrelated to how many breasts are being discussed in this, I have 2 points.
Oh.
First, Corinne is awesome. Like, not awesome for being on TV. Not like in a anybody would want to be near her kind of awesome. She's awesome because, like, number one, she really is hot. Physically.
Undeniable.
She really is hot.
Undeniable.
Number two, she is a child. Like, younger than it. She's an infant. Or
she
even
is.
Younger than that.
Yeah.
She is pre-birth, if possible.
And I thought Taylor acted like a very young person. Corinne acts younger than her.
She's, like, the descriptions of what she thinks, like, love is with Nick is, like, when I was in love with Britney Spears and I was 10.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I get butterflies and I blush when he's around. I'm like,
That's how I felt about Justin Timberlake, and now I hate him.
She's like, I get every time he's around. I'm like, well, yeah. So the one time, or what?
Hey, I felt like that with Oscar Isaac, okay? Those feelings are real.
You and Oscar, I'm not going to deny.
Whew, thank
That's
you.
That's an adult thing.
Thank you.
Point number two. So, like, Corinne, the entire date is about Corinne forcing herself, like, not understanding the dynamic of a group date and forcing herself on Nick.
Right.
Number two. This date is not about Nick and the women.
No.
This date is about the women watching each other with Nick.
Yes, because this is the date usually that they pick where there's like a ton of people on it. So it's almost like recreating the first night again.
It is very much a gauge of... And everyone knows they're being watched. Because the other women are sitting
right,
like 2 feet away.
And you're trapped in this like small space where everyone can see each other constantly.
And you got this, like, really gay photographer and this really floral romper.
I love that man. You think Corinne is awesome? I think the photographer from that photo shoot was awesome. First of all, I want that romper. Second of all, I want him to follow me around and say all the weird photographer things that he was saying to everybody to me so I can take selfies and look amazing for him. Yeah.
So they're taking pictures, whatever.
The photographer, I would like him to be in my entourage, all of it.
The photographer is this guy with this thick mustache and aviator sunglasses. He's like very, very flamboyant.
He's very much a photographer.
He's wearing a woman's romper.
I don't know if it's a woman's romper.
They don't make men's rompers.
Yes, they
do. Woman's romper is repetitive. It's redundant.
It was a romper nonetheless, and it was ferocious. I've never seen anything like it.
It was fantastic. So this happens. Anyway, Corinne is very clearly a psychopath.
And throughout the evening part of the date, she monopolizes Nick's time. She wins the photo shoot. She continues to interrupt everybody, which sets everyone off. She starts to say, like, you know, if you guys have a problem with me interrupting Nick, well, you're just going to have to get used to it because this is part of the game. Like, didn't you guys watch the show? This is what's happening. And the other thing that...
He held my boobs.
The other thing that I want to mention. Raven, who has... Says a lot of things.
Speaking disability.
She is very clearly from the South. Is how I will express that.
That's polite.
She
of you.
Did of all of the one-liners that were very important tonight. She had one of the best lines where Corinne was coming on soup strong and being very sexual and gross with him, like showed her boobs and like all of that. She said, you know, is everything bad that I've heard about Nick really true? You know, I thought I was coming here to... I'm obviously not doing her accent well. I'm giving you non-regional diction.
This is spoken through
right
a
now.
Translator.
Giving you non-regional diction. You know, is everything that I've heard about him true? And, you know, if he's so horned up all the time...
Well, I'm so horned up!
No wonder this is his fourth time.
His fourth time.
You know, she said it with that beautiful accent. And... The is right. I mean, he very clearly in this group date led with his schnoz.
His nose?
His sex nose.
Oh, right in the sex nose.
Right in the sex nose.
Yeah, I mean, the whole date was about Corinne. The whole show is going to be about Corinne as long as she's on it. And she's just wildly insecure.
And then he gave her the rose for this after he had that great conversation with Taylor, and like I was so angry. I got wrapped up in the show, and I know that they edited that on purpose.
I am such a veteran of watching this show.
I am too, but sometimes I get wrapped up.
I can recognize a producer rose plant. They made that happen.
Yeah.
Because they have to set up a villain. They have to establish a villain early.
And here's the other thing. Why not just say no? You know, like, after the third or fourth time she interrupts you, why not just be like, hey, I haven't gotten to talk to this person. Can I do that? And then I'll come back and find you. Like, that would have been a little bit more appropriate. But because Nick...
He had held her breasts.
Held her breast. He said, you know what? This is something that I'm really interested in so that I can spank bake this later this evening.
I mean, I don't know about that, but... Like,
are you sure you don't know about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Corinne is insecure, and because she is so insecure, she is very fast. She's like 11 fast. She's gonna burn out. I think in an episode or two. There's no way she can keep this up.
I have a bold prediction for you, but I'm.
Please save it for.
I'm gonna hold on to it. It's at the tip of my tongue, and I just want to explode and say it.
Wow, these people are going to have to listen to our whole show in order to find out what you're going to say.
Great. So let's go to the one-on-one date. The one last thing that I want to say that is also a great quote from the night was...
I'm sorry. Let's go to the one-on-one date. No, wait. The one thing that I want to say...
I know what I wanted to say.
All right, get it out.
So when Corinne and Lacey, who were talking...
One of the anonymous
Lacey
women on
and
the
Elizabeth,
show.
Who is not Liz, look exactly the same. So Corinne was telling Lacey about Nick and how she feels about him. She said, when I was talking, he was like listening. That was amazing. And she was like, I'm so in love with him. Yeah, he was listening to you while you talked. That's crazy. I'm sure that's something she's never had happen to her before.
I'm sure it's never something she's looking for.
Right, the listening part.
She seems fantastic.
Great. So now the one-on-one date.
So now Danielle M. So here's what's weird. So he gives the rose to the one woman who is like aggressive and like obviously terrible.
Yeah.
And then he picks the one for the one-on-one date who's like, seems like the nicest woman in the house. Like, very mature. She has a real job. She's like 30 years old.
And
I mean, she's still like skeleton skinny.
Sure, because she's on television. And someone also in the house said, there is no one nicer that I've ever met than Danielle.
Yeah.
So, which means, like, what are you doing on the show?
So
she's way too good for him. Like, I don't want to spend any time on this date because it is a traditional bachelor date. I'm talking helicopters. I'm talking Ferris wheels.
It is the epitome.
I'm talking yachts. I'm talking hot tubs. That is pretty much what happened. Yacht tubs. The only thing...
Taylor doesn't think yacht tubs is funny. I think yacht tubs is hilarious.
I would prefer a yeah boy in this.
Yeah boy.
The only thing that was missing from this was a private concert, which is what I thought was going to happen at the end of it. But thank God we'll save that for someone else.
Yeah, this is a rough date.
She was just way too good for him. She had on this glorious jumpsuit with a leather top. Like, girl, save that for someone who matters.
Well, I mean...
And tell me where you bought it.
So they get in, whatever, they do the helicopter date.
Blah, blah, blah.
They're like,
blah.
Whatever.
They're in the hot tub drinking
whatever.
Champagne, blah, blah.
Then they're in the yacht tub, and like he's like mumbling sweet nothings
sure,
at her.
Sure, sure.
And she's like, what? Champagne.
I didn't hear you.
That happens. And like the story with Danielle M. is the story we've seen with, there's at least one person on every episode of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette who's really nice and who seems like a great person and who makes it until like fourth or fifth or sixth place and then just sort of whimpers off into the night.
Yeah.
Because they have no edge, and that's this girl. She's nice and she's sane and she would attract anybody in real life because that's the kind of person you really want to be in a relationship with.
Yeah.
There's no way she can win this show.
First of all, yes. And the only thing where she would have edge would be the old, I found a dead body conversation.
Oh my God. How do we get this far and not talk about that? I didn't know he was an addict.
Girl, what? I'm sorry. Listen, guys, addiction is not a joke. This is not funny.
No.
People suffer from this, and it is very traumatizing to be in that situation.
But however,
I knew that her fiance had passed away from the questionnaire. However, the drama of her finding his dead body only 3 months after they got engaged, girl, no wonder you don't tell anybody that.
I mean,
what?
What is baffling to me is that she didn't know he was an addict. There are symptoms. You can't be addicted to anything without people close to you know. Even if it's something good or something like volunteering or reading or something.
Addicted to volunteering?
I'm addicted to YouTube math videos.
You are.
That's true. Mm. I come home and I'm like itching until I can get my little browser open. I'm like, oh, there's 15 second ad. There's math problems going unsolved right now. Game theory, too. Anyway,
you foamed at the mouth.
How do you not know?
I think
it was a really immature relationship. She said it was like 5 or 6 years ago. She's 29, I think. So she must have been like 23.
Right. So
24.
That could have been a reasonable thing for
and
her
I don't,
to say.
They probably didn't live together. They probably didn't. It just seems strange. Where is she from? The South?
Somewhere? She's from the Midwest. Adam. She's from Wisconsin.
She's from Wisconsin.
She's from Wisconsin.
She's from Wisconsin like him.
Yep.
And she's thin.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Where are the Ozarks?
Missouri.
I know it's not the same place, but it's got a lot of the same symptoms.
Anyway.
So Danielle gets the rose.
She seems like a wonderful person to the detriment of the show her relationship with Nick.
Bingo. So let's get to the group date. I think that is where the bulk of the drama.
So
happened. Right before the group date.
The only instance in the whole show that happens at the house before the group date is Liz tells Kristen her story.
Kristen is the virgin wedding photographer.
Yeah, from...
Somewhere.
Somewhere, okay.
Oklahoma.
That sounds right.
Thank you.
I don't know if it is. your confidence was so convincing.
I know. This is public relations, so, everybody.
So Liz tells Kristen in a matter of just unsolicited... She just tells it to her.
This,
which
guys,
backs up my theory.
Guys.
She's just on the show to make a splash and get in the magazine and have her flame, like her flame out.
She doesn't even go here.
Guys, Liz is a doula. Sorry,
please say it correctly.
Wills. Is a doula.
I'm an amazing doula with an amazing life.
So.
An amazing secret. Wells.
So I'm not
and
gonna
bangs.
Say, I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say because I can't say it anymore. But here's the thing. I just feel like Christine did not do a good job holding on to that secret
whatsoever.
I don't know what the f this name is.
Well, she seems like a nice woman.
No, I know, but you know, I'm using is a euphemism for a general person, like he or she.
That's
it's just
yeah.
another pronoun.
That's healthy.
To me. So, Christine?
Kristen.
Okay, no, Christina.
That's
Anastasia.
That's the Russian girl.
Let me be your wings.
She's totally wonderful and perfect, only she speaks like she's a 400-pound Russian man.
She's the lost Romanov. We all know that.
She's wonderful, except for the voice. I can't get past it.
Yes.
Go ahead. Kristen.
In communist Russia, teeth eat you.
Accent speaks you.
Oh, boy. You look like Frankenstein. Okay.
She doesn't, though. She's so cute.
She's so cute.
She just opens her mouth and you're like...
Mm. Anyway.
Okay.
So, Christine...
So, Kristen.
The girl that's the virgin can't hold water. So, I don't know...
You can't hold Kristen.
I don't care. I don't know why she didn't...
explode.
First of all, I mean, she did explode. I don't know why she... I just don't know why she felt like Liz, felt like she could trust anyone with that kind of information. Like, that was the dumbest thing she's ever done. And you know what? I will say another producer plant, because the producers probably were like... Man, don't you think you need to tell people? Like, I mean, it's going to be the second week and no one's going to know. And you've got this huge secret you have to tell everybody. That's probably what happened. And she chose the wrong person to tell.
Taylor.
What?
Open your eyes. She came on the show to make a big flame out, have her moment, and get in the magazine.
So when...
That's the whole point of her being here.
So when Christina found out that...
You're just doing it on purpose now.
I know her name.
Do you?
So when she found out...
What is her name?
Who? Kristen?
Nailed it.
Finally. So when Kristen,
barely.
So when Kristen found out about Liz, she immediately told her. Now, question to the group. Should Liz have told her? I mean, do you think that if Liz hadn't told...
Kristen,
that she
would
have... This
is insane.
That she
would... Can you really...
that she would have gotten kicked off of the show. I mean...
Yes. Because it was going to come up with Nick. It was going to come up with Nick no matter what. And Kristen didn't force her off the show. Nick did.
Well, I mean, but the fact that Kristen said something to Nick, do you think that agitated it a little bit?
No, he was probing.
Okay, he was probing. Okay.
He was probing to see if she had told anyone, found out she had told Kristen, and then at that point he was like, well, now I have to tell them. I think he was probing to find out if Liz told anyone, because if she didn't, he was going to let her, he was going to eliminate Liz there, and then he was not going to tell anyone.
Yes! Say that every day, Adam. Yes!
See, the difference between you and me is that I'm cynical towards everyone. Well, not cynical. The funny thing is that in real life, all I do is give people the benefit of the doubt.
Oh my God, it's the worst.
To my own detriment, all I do is give people the benefit of the doubt.
If we didn't have a deadbolt on the door and I didn't live here, all of our things would be stolen.
Yeah. all I do is that. But on the show, it's just it's so obvious people don't deserve it.
No, they don't. Especially Nick.
Especially Nick. Mm-hmm. And especially Liz. So anyway, so we get this group date. It's Nick and Liz and then five other people.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter who they are. I mean, Josephine's terrible.
We finally got the shot of Josephine slapping somebody, which I called.
Taylor nailed it.
I nailed it. I said, everybody was like, no, like, maybe she's slapping him because of that. Nope, it's a challenge, guys. Don't worry about it. Nick is going to tell this on his own time, and then everyone's going to mull and muddle it over and freak out. That's what they want.
So we have this group date where all these people, like Nick and these six or seven women, go to this broken relationships museum / acting studio.
Classic
for
LA.
Amateur act community theater about breakups.
Classic LA date.
It's a terrible date.
It is.
It's an awful date. It's the entire purpose is very negative. Yeah. It's all about breakups.
And the fact that the Bachelor would allow Nick's ring to be in there. They're not going to let that Neil Lane ring sit in that case unprotected. Please. That was a producer plant. That ring's not in there. The rose, maybe. The ring, no.
I mean, like, there's foreshadowing and there's, like, four drowning. Right, which is exactly what we just did with Liz.
Right. So Liz got up on her date after everybody did their sort of hilarious
Everyone
breakup
comes
thing.
Up with these fake dating bits, yep, and they're I'm going to break up with you because you're an alcoholic.
I'm going to slap you because you are dating all my friends.
Is this what these women think a real breakup is like?
Well,
a real breakup is like months of weird relationship drama and like...
What drama?
Passive, not having sex.
Passive aggressive stuff. Yeah. And then eventually one person's just like, listen...
I think this is weird.
Yeah, and then like another couple of months later, they decide it really is weird.
Yeah, and then they actually
you're like, then
up.
We'll try to get back together.
So Liz tells her story for real. The other girls are kind of like, this feels like this actually happened. And then is when we get to the evening
Kristen
date.
Is sitting here bubbling like a cartoon character who's trying to hold a secret in, but the secret is forcing its way out.
Oh my God.
Like, they must have told her, act like you're really having a hard time keeping the secret.
She is boiling like pasta water, guys.
Yeah, it's something.
It's something. So we get to the evening portion, and Nick goes around, talks to the other girls. No one really cares.
He talks to everybody first, and then Liz last.
Here's the other thing that I want to talk about that was not very strongly addressed. Jamie having her last relationship be with a girl, and then we sort of just gloss over the fact that she's bisexual and that we're not going to come back to this at a later date?
We probably are.
God, I hope we do. That would be a very nice conversation to have seen on this show. Diversity and inclusion is so important. Representation matters.
Isn't it sort of not to go out of your way to like celebrate it, though? I mean, can't you just be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that is true, but I want to talk about it more.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I want to hear more.
Maybe it'll come up. I mean, I think if she is also attracted to women, something interesting could happen. She's living in a house full of attractive ones.
I don't think anybody...
I think she's... I don't know if anybody else is bisexual or anything, but that could be a thing.
I've never... Well, never
mind. You've never what?
Let's go on to our bold predictions,
interesting
shall
story.
We?
So we are not going to do power rankings this week because we have the same people as last week, and he didn't have to eliminate anybody. He didn't have to rank the women. So
and there is no rose ceremony, so we are going to save it for next week. But that doesn't mean that we don't have any bold predictions. Now can I say my bold prediction, Adam?
Unleash it. Give it to the people.
Okay. So remember when we were talking about Corinne, right? And you had said that... You know, she's just going to be on the show forever longer. Whatever,
she's a
whatever
classic flameout candidate.
You said she's a classic flameout. Here's what's going to happen.
Taylor's pointing at the microphone. So you, the microphone, better listen.
Listen. So Corinne, I think, is going to continue to build. The volcano is going to get more and more swollen. The dam is going to only... reach so high. The seawater is going to continue to pull back. You know, like a tsunami.
Everything,
a tidal wave.
Everything's building.
Building.
Except
we are
the
building.
Water.
We are building. So once we start traveling, because, you know, we've got two more weeks in the bachelor house, and then we start to travel. The first travel date Corinne will obviously be on, and this is the date, I believe, where she is going to finally come to the precipice of a physical altercation.
With who?
With Nick V. Now, I'm not saying physical altercation like they're fighting. I mean...
the two became one.
Two become one, Spice Girls. So, I think what's going to happen is that this is now going to be the... how you say, second infraction against Nick on this season, where I think he's actually going to have sex with Corinne. I don't think he's going to stop with himself.
He definitely is.
Because clearly he showed earlier this episode that he had no self-control.
I mean, he kind of got raped. He didn't do that.
He pulled her onto him when they first sat down.
Oh, I thought you were talking about just, like, the bare breast incident. Because she removed it and, like, put him on him.
Oh, yes. But there was... Anyway. So, I think he's going to have sex with her. I think he is going to immediately tell her to go home right after, which is gross, but whatever. He's then going to tell the women, I had sex with this girl...
With Corinne.
So
you're going to have to clarify which one he's sleeping with.
Right.
Because he already had sex
because
with
it's all of them. I also slept with Corinne, though it was not 9 months ago. It was yesterday. She's no longer here, and any of you are free to leave because I can't control myself. And I think that is going to cause some turmoil. I think some people are going to walk out. I think Raven is going to walk out on that conversation because she's... already over it.
I don't think Raven could find the door if she wanted to.
I don't think she's dumb. I just think that she is looking Southern. For a more traditional relationship than is being provided to her on this program.
Nobody is looking for a relationship on the program.
I think
except
that
for
is,
the relationship with the camera and advertisers.
I think that is my bold prediction. I think Corinne's going to sleep with him. I think Raven's going to walk out. And a lot of tears will be had.
My bold prediction was going to be that nobody cares that he already slept with Liz. Nobody's going to leave. Then to add on, after he sleeps with Corinne, again, no one is going to leave because they don't care. They're not there for him.
I think they're going to care. I think some people will stay, but I think...
I think everyone will stay.
I don't think... Here's the thing. Nick has not outrun his demons. And being on this show is not going to provide him the image makeover that he is hoping for. Because you know what? The producers came to him and were like, Nick, we're going to make you a star. Nick, we are going to let everybody know how amazing you are.
They should have said, Nick, learn how to talk
Nick,
on TV.
Nick, we are going to give you Hooked on Phonics. And you know what? He was like, yeah, that sounds great. And come to find out, the Bachelor producers lied to him as much as they lie to the girls on the show. And he's going to be the exact same person that he's always been. A gross, disgusting, horned up...
I'm so horned up!
Bro.
I think somebody is going to physically attack Corinne. I think one of the women...
You think we're about to see a cat fight, though?
No, Corinne can't defend herself. She's just going to sit there and get hit.
Yeah, she sure
And will. I think it's going to be Alexis.
Oh, she does look crazy. Tell me about that.
Alexis is dumb. Alexis is...
she's from Jersey, so she's a
she's from Jersey,
broad.
So... like, Secaucus, too.
She's got nothing to
lose. Secaucus, she says it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
She got nothing to lose.
She's a prime candidate for, you know...
for some
domestic...
hair pulling.
Domestic abuse.
That sounds fun.
I think it's going to be her.
Okay, I'll take that. So, guys, we'll pretty much see you next week with more information, more insight, and a touch more crazy.
I think we're getting two rose ceremonies next week. I think we're going to get one right at the beginning and then one at the end.
And also next week, guys, we're going to have a special guest on the show.
We are going to have a special guest. You'll find out at the beginning of the episode. You won't have to wait until the end like Taylor's bold prediction now. But we are going to have a special guest.
The most special of guests.
So you have something to look forward to.
It's going to be great. It's going to be the best guest we've probably had on the show ever. Ever.
Wow. Is that a bold prediction?
The boldest.
Hey, that's it, everybody. Thanks for listening again, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
I think my time on the Bachelor franchise is probably complete.
You get to be the Bachelor, you get to meet 25 at least amazing women, but
it's not a normal environment. It's a very unrealistic situation. It's real to you. A lot of people ask me, how's Chris Harrison? Really popular. Dabbled in modeling a little bit. People really like TVs.